Tuesday last.
Good morning, everybody. This is KF0UVR Mobile Motoring.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Top of the morning, EXKHDYS Mobile. We're northbound 127, just north of Harrison.
Good morning, good morning. I'm just heading to Olivet from Lansing, so don't tell me if I'm going south. I'm going south, yeah. That is, I'm here from South Dakota for a long, I'm just moving here. So, yep, that I can tell you. Good morning, this is KF0UVR.
That area.
I didn't copy that part of it. Will you repeat that part of it, please, Roger?
Yeah, sorry. I'm probably heading away from the repeater and getting weak. You said you're just moving to that area?
Roger, Roger. I just moved from South Dakota all the way here to the Michigan. I'm at the Eden County. And right now I'm heading to Olivet, going south. Roger.
Got it. Well, welcome to the area. I'm quite a ways north of you, probably, 80 miles north of you, but welcome to the Michigan, or this part of it anyway. So. Yeah, we're just heading to work. We're heading north to Sheboygan County. So, yeah, that's what we're doing. Just wanted to holler out and see if anybody's out there. So here we are. So, nice meeting you. Yeah, Ryan here. Romeo Yankee Alpha November is my first name. Kilo 8 Delta Yankee Sierra is my call sign. And we are heading north in a semi.
Copy that, copy that. So my call sign is KF0UVR, Kilo Foxtrot 0 Uniform Victor Romeo. My name is Lewis. My name is Lewis. Can you give it back again, your call sign, please, your name, Roger?
Yeah, my name's Ryan. Romeo Yankee Alpha November. Call sign Kilo 8. Delta Yankee Sierra, KDYS.
Ryan, Ryan, I copy you, Ryan. Hey, call sign, the other thing that didn't come very well. Repeat that, please, Roger.
Yes, KDYS, Kilo 8, Delta Yankee Sierra, Kilo 8, Delta Yankee Sierra. I might be getting a little bit far from the repeater here.
Roger, Roger, just copy Kilo Sierra 8 Delta Yankee Sierra. Is that correct, Roger?
I don't know. Yeah, that's KHDYS. It's a 1x3 call, so Kilo 8 Delta Yankee Sierra. So we are just north of Harrison, coming up to Houghton Lake. And I hope you enjoy the day. We got beautiful weather today here in central part of Michigan, and looks like the 4th of July weather is going to be just about excellent. So I hope you enjoy that as well. 4th of July coming up next weekend. So it's the 250th anniversary of America. So. Hopefully you can get out and celebrate that. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be out on the water. So. All right, well, good talking with you, Lewis. We'll catch you later on. I'll be up on the 3-1 here in a couple hours. So I'll be listening. Drive safe. KHDYS will be clear on your final.
Roger, Roger, copy that. And if we then go get in touch, happy 4th of July. And, yep. Have a wonderful day, too, and a weekend, too, and nice driving. This is KN0UVR Mobile.
connected to CMN Network.
DEA, flying KI8JI. KEADEA, flying KI8JI. Standing by.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KEADEA, quick work.
Connected to CMN Network.
You're not quite making it, Phil.
Connected to CMN Network.
Couldn't tell who it was. I don't know if it's for sure Phil or Van. One of you guys, you were cut up pretty bad. KB8OOE.
Must be on Simplex. I didn't hear nothing. WAYRC.
Can't be something. Good be, because I'm heading up to Zilwaukee, so it might be Simplex.
You can go all the way to the bridge on this repeater. Just use the right one.
Still in that stretch north of Gaylord there?
Yeah, you can. The repeaters are linked all the way, so you probably make talk back to Lapeer on the different repeaters. They're all linked together.
I tried that, and there was a little spot there by, I don't know if it's Indian, not Indian River, that stretch between, like, Gaylord and the Straits. There's about a 10-minute, 15-minute section that I couldn't get anything, and I don't know. I couldn't see the rest of the band. I didn't have a band scope or anything, but once I got anywhere near the Straits, I got it on the same frequency as this, the Bay City machine, and then I got it quite a ways away from there, too. I was shocked. I didn't know that was linked in. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, probably it works better than a telephone on some of them spots. You know how they get spots here and there, so it's not too bad. I'm not sure why gas is 416, but they can bring it back down anytime. That's dumb. They're communist Michigan.
A lot to control here. Yeah, I not impressed. Wish I could buy crude. I just buy the crude.
I wish I could buy my vote and vote somebody out.
Yeah, you gotta buy up all the voting machines first. They're passing laws as fast as they can pass them to keep the machines from getting checked out. Our good governor and her tight friend there.
They're trying everything that they can to stay in power, but I think their days are numbered like the dinosaurs.
Hopefully they go the way of the dodo. I don't know. You know there's something wrong when they're passing laws to keep things recounted and looked at, you know. Hey, I'll hand it over here. Meanwhile, I'll pass a law so you can't see it.
Okay, I'm here at Wally World, so 73 WAYRC.
73 KB. Hey, oh, hey, are you still staying out at the campground?
Yeah, I'm staying out there, but I'm over to going to be to Emily City from today. until Sunday, then I'll be back Monday afternoon back at camp.
Field Day, is that what's going on over there?
Yeah, Emily City Fairgrounds will be, you know, that's where I'll be camping out for the weekend.
Awesome. Yeah, this is Field Day weekend, isn't it?
Roger.
Well, I'll let you get to where you're going. Sorry about that. 73KV8OOE.
73WRC. WRC Mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network.
K-E-A-T-E-K Mobile.
Connected to CMN Network.
K-E-A-T-E-K Mobile.
K-E-A-T-E-K Mobile, K-E-A-T-E-K.
Hey, how's it going, Phil? Hey, clipping along, coming about halfway between Midland and Bay City. I just scored all them camper tires for $40. One of them looks pretty red. He said it leaks, but it's cupped, you know, so I don't know. I don't know if it's got a hole in it or maybe it leaked on the rim he had it on. But two of them look like brand new, or like pretty new. And then the third one don't look bad at all.
Well, that's cool. Good on the $40 for the four of them. There you sort through them and use the best ones and $40, what the heck. Yeah, I'm headed to get Jake's pills up at the veterinary clinic. I've got to run by Meyer. I'm on Irish Road right now.
Right on, yeah. I'm going to take up stuff to change tires when we go camping, just in case. I got a couple spares made up for the truck, and I don't want to spend any money on this venture, you know. I'm cheap, so I got very little in the spares for the Blazer, and maybe $15 a piece, $10-$15 a piece in these other, in the camper spares, and the other one we got the other day over there burning. That one never been on the ground, and the rim's like brand new. I gotta make sure everything is good on the bearings, and they got lug bolts in those axles on those things instead of lug nuts.
Well, that's wild. Yeah, you remind me of a little baby chick, because they always go cheep, cheep, cheep.
My uncle, from my mom's side, keeps telling me we're part Jew over on this side.
Come on, you guys are crazy. At any rate, is it supposed to rain today up in your neck of the woods?
We got to go back to the house and build those tenovers. And then we got to take her Jeep down to North Branch. I'm not going to have enough time to take care of. Oh, man. I'm not even going to tell you here, but haven't been out of court for a whole month with Rick, and he already got everything hijacked. He gives some dude to walk in there. I won't go into a lot of details, but all of his personal information. So his bank kicked in. They won't even do business with him no more. They said he's too big a liability.
Wow, sorry to hear that. And I know our dad has been compromised numerous times because we got notifications from the banks and all that kind of crap. And, man, my poor dad, he fell into some of that stuff where he would
ignorantly, you know, go to respond to some of this stuff, but, man, you wouldn't believe the amount of emails and crazy stuff that I get where it tries to trick you into thinking it's some entity that, you know, you deal with or you, you know, click on that stuff and whatnot. It's just maddening. I mean, personally, I think they should round up all the bastards that are doing that stuff and execute every last damn one of them.
An easier fix, but yeah, this wasn't even like that, because he said, well, these people in the apartment say I should get LifeLock. I said, well, you know, that's not really going to help you when your bank cancels you, because some guy walked in off the street and you've given your social security number, date of birth, full name, you let him take a picture of your face and of your ID. I said, that's not going to protect you from that. You didn't even get a business card from the guy with a name, anything. I don't know what to tell you, buddy, but nothing's going to save you from that. You'd be lucky if you didn't buy a new car yesterday.
Well, why would he give this guy all that information? The guy just showed up on his doorstep?
Pretty much. I don't know if he had some information out online or what the deal was, but I'll give you the rest of the details, but, I told him, I said, dude, I'm right in the middle of bee season, and it's time for me to take a vacation. I'm not going to stop doing what I'm doing. I said, I got you through everything else. I said, we'll get your bank account set up. You're going to have to start taking care of that all on your own. I said, oh, God, I don't even want to go into the rest of the details, because I don't want to give anybody else enough ammo to start something stupid.
Yeah, I hear you there. Wow, that's unfortunate. Holy smokes.
The dude was slick. He had a computer and a cell phone, and the computer was one of those two-piecer laptop things with a separate keyboard. I'm like, oh my God, how close did he get to your face when he took the pictures? He probably got a retina ID on him.
That's terrible. Man, yeah, these scammers, I don't know, they ought to have Scammer Island out in the middle of nowhere and just dump the bastards off of their underwear. Live or die, asshole. Oh, excuse me. I'm forgetting where I was talking here. Live or die. You guys, you know, don't deserve to be in regular society. So much harm you cause to people, especially the elderly. K-E-H-E-K.
I don't know. He's definitely handicapped. He just proved that.
Well, he's going to need somebody to oversee and help pay his bills and stuff. Hopefully, another family member might do that for him. I understand you probably don't want all that responsibility again.
Everybody else is dying or dead. I'm the only one. I'm his only hope.
Isn't there a way that a lot of that could be set up for autopay? I'm assuming the money that goes into his account goes in automatically. And then if the most basic things that he needs requires, could just automatically pay, but then get some kind of acknowledgement so you know that at least it would be, you know, not too difficult to manage. It wouldn't take much time, hopefully.
Of course, I had him set up. It took me 2.5 years to get him that place he's in and to get him set up. And I says, hey, I says, your bank dropped you. They don't even want you no more because you're too big of a liability. I said, we're going to try to get you another bank, but, you know, that guy got enough information from you to get your Social Security checks delivered to him. I said, you might start worrying about your place to live, because if you can get a hold of that money, you're not going to, that's how you pay your bills, bud. I said, I don't know what to tell you. I told you over and over again, don't ever give anybody online or in person your Social Security number. I told you to call me. So, you know, he told me over and over, he's smarter than me. So the police were there yesterday. It turned into quite the shindig.
And he didn't even think nothing of it. He thought he was buying a life insurance policy. And that was the day before yesterday at 5 p.m. So I hope I headed off some damage, and hopefully. He said, can I get another Social Security number? I said, no, unfortunately, that's who you are. That's why I told you not to give that to anybody. You know, at least 40, 50 times I told you don't do that.
Yeah, that sucks, man. Wow. I don't know what you do in a case like that. Boy, let me know how it turns out.
Told him I'm gonna help you patch this up. I said, but you're gonna cost me days worth of work getting all this stuff set up. I said, it's taken 2.5 years to get you into that place and get all this set up. I said, you're not gonna do it to me again. He said, well, I'll pay you for helping me. I said, Rich, you can't afford me. I said, I didn't take you on for the money. I did it for your mother. Unfortunately, and I didn't say this to him, unfortunately, he outlived her. Yeah, you know, he's 2 years, 3 years older than me. I don't know what I'm going to do with him. But thank God he's not my responsibility anymore.
Yeah, well, he needs to have... I wonder if the courts or somebody would... Isn't there some kind of a service-like thing that would manage that for him, but they wouldn't be corrupt and steal his money, where it would be set up all for auto pay, and just he wouldn't... There's no reason to have his bank account information and that kind of stuff, you know, if he's inept, if he's, you know, he needs, what do they call that, power of attorney over him or something, right?
He had a conservator, taking it all, he had a conservator, but she clipped him for, I think he went $12,500 in the hole, or more, than he was when he started out in the system, because that's a service he was paying $675 a month for, whether she done anything or not. Then he paid by the mile, and by any time she picked up any of his drugs or took him to the doctor's appointment, everything was extra fees above and beyond that. So he's in a rent-controlled apartment if he can hold on to it now. They tried to, court tried to tell me that was the rent control he was in. I said, no, it's over twice what he's paying than the one I set him up with. I don't know. All I know is he's got my responsibility, and he ain't moving back in with me.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Hopefully everything turns out okay in the end.
I'll tell you what, don't ever sign on to be somebody's guardian. Ever! That's what gave me the heart attack. The stress level was insane.
Oh yeah, it never ends. I'm kind of dealing with that with Cheryl just the way she acts, you know what I mean? It's weird, Mike. She'll be kind of congenial and talking a decent tone of voice and whatnot, and 5 seconds later, she's like a fruitcake, you know? Just saying really crappy stuff and, you know, just very negative and accusatory, just kind of stuff, you know, and I try to calmly, most of the time, I try to calmly, you know, explain something, and then she just ups the craziness and starts shouting and stuff when she talks, you know? And it accuses me of being the one talking, like, it's just crazy, dude, just dealing with it. And then 15 minutes later, she'll be calm again.
Hey, thank God she's not 385 pounds, 6'3", 6'4", combative. Deal with that for 2.5 years.
Yeah, I understand. I remember you telling me some of the altercations that occurred. And, I think you told me one time you weren't going to let him back in the house or something like that. And it's kind of like you had to not put the fear of God into him, but explain to him the situation. And then you finally allowed him back in the house. You were basically, if I remember correctly, kind of sending him down the road.
Yeah, Yeah, begging, please don't yell at me like that. And then after a couple of those, don't yell at me like that. And then the third round is, come on, let's swing. Get it. Throw them up. Put them up.
Yeah, not a fun time for anybody. Boy. Well, like my religious aunt and grandma used to say, but for the grace of God, go I, right?
Good time, Kitty 800E. Yeah, it's been an interesting couple of years for me, you know. I'm having a good time, though. I got to get into bees today. You know, I trust the bugs more than most people. You know why?
Nah.
You know them honeybees want to kill you.
Say that again.
Because you know them honeybees want to kill you. You can't tell if a person wants to kill you or not. Them bugs, they want to kill you dead.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. It's funny that they can be so calm and just kind of cool, and then, pow, instantly, man. You start getting cocoa butter by the little buggers, and, you know, one stings you, and then there's 20 of them trying to get you.
And I like the days when they headbutt you first, you know, rather than that one that goes and they see it doing the beeline, the straight shot, because they fly like a housefly. They're weaving back and forth, they're weaving. And I think it has a lot to do with the way their vision works. But, boy, when they go in that attack mode, they fly the straightest to the point path I've ever seen. And usually five follow behind, and once that first one stings you, they all can smell it. So you got 10, 20, I think you got 40, 50 of them trying to get your hand or whatever they nail.
Oh, yeah, KB8OE. KB8TK. Yeah, for sure. That first thing, that's kind of like locking a laser or something on target. Then the other one's just a straight line, a beeline, so to speak, right? Right at you.
You're watching them fly in, and they do that zigzag pattern back and forth. They're kind of eyeballing everything up, and checking it, you know, they're kind of eyeballing, make sure there's no dragonflies going to snatch them out of the air or anything. And they land, and they're so peaceful and calm. And then once you get that first one or two that do that beeline, it's funny that they made that statement up. But when you're working them, it all makes sense.
Yeah, that is funny how they sometimes approach. It's like a carrier landing or something. They're trying to compensate for the weight and stuff. You know, it's kind of cool sometimes when they go to leave, too. They kind of walk out, and then it's almost like a catapult shoots them straight out, you know. I used to love watching them in the later part of the day when the sun would kind of light them up and stuff. But almost like a spotlight on them, you know what I mean? And way to go, zoom, just really cool to watch, man.
Yeah, if ever things get too easy around your place, I'm sure you could rent my cousin a room.
Yeah, you're a funny guy.
Mushroom apron guy? Yeah. The old Jethro can eat up his weight in groceries.
Yeah, that's dope. Become poor feeding them. Well, I don't know, there might be a good thing. Maybe he and Cheryl would get along and they could just sit and stare at each other and complain to one another.
I can't. Oh, I can't even imagine. No, I'll tell you how that would end. He's famous for that pick him up in a chokehold until they quit kicking.
Yeah, she'd probably say something snarky and mean to him, and that'd be the end of it. But she informed me again today how books are a waste of time. She was looking for some old recipes that she got from family, and she can't find out where she put any of that stuff. Then she told me, oh, well, life goes on. Nobody needs books anyways. You can just look up stuff online. you know, because I was trying to look up my grandmother's German potato salad recipe that my cousin had posted on Facebook, and I was having a heck of a time. Finally, I found it, but the whole time she's complaining and basically bitching at me about it, what a waste of time, blah, 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 and you could just look up the recipe. I said, yeah, but it wouldn't be my grandmother's recipe. I want my grandmother's recipe because I'm taking it to my mom, you know. But all I got was going on and on and on and on about it when I'm just trying to mind my own business and look this thing up. And she's got a, like a constant dialogue, you know. It's a dude, it's maddening.
Imagine, if you owned one of those machinist handbooks, one of those big, thick ones that's only about 8-10 inches tall and 5-6 inches wide, but they're about 4 or 5 inches thick. They show you the addendum and addendum and stuff for putting frictionless gears, all the math for figuring the gear stuff, and then, you know, using optical comparators for doing profiles for cutting gears that'll mess with anything factory. Can you imagine trying to refigure all that math to cut gears? And, you know, now you don't even have a pattern, but you gotta grind this tooth or this cutter for your lathe or your mill to try to cut them gears off of memory or just reinvent the math. KB8OLE.
KUTK. Oh, no, it's called the Machinery's Handbook. And most of the guys all had them. I never bothered buying one. But, I mean, you can get the one from 70 years ago, and it's most of the stuff the same in it, you know, math-wise, right, as the one you would buy that's brand new today. Of course, there's probably some modern stuff, you know, in there as well, just like in any kind of technical thing. But, yeah, I never bought one. But, yeah, you're sure right about all the geometry and the math and the cuts and stuff to make a proper gear. I mean, anybody could probably cobble something and grind it where it would somewhat work, but the meshing wouldn't be perfect, and, you know, so you wouldn't get I'm sure where the gears are supposed to touch near the tips, you know, if it wasn't meshing properly, it's going to change those ratios and things, you know what I mean? It would be fun trying to figure all that out.
I have two of them. Those are two of the books I'll never sell, ever.
Yeah, I might have to get on thriftbooks.com or something and look around someplace like that and buy a used copy. You know, I'm not interested in buying the latest and greatest one. Not working and everything, there's no reason for me to need it, but just to have the base one would be pretty awesome. I mean, there's so many formulas and things for so many different things, it's crazy, right?
Yeah, I need either a 40-to-1 or a 60-to-1 indexer. I got in an argument with an old guy that worked at a machine shop, and, a super spacer. I said, what? I go, man, I think that's not the technical name for it. But he kept calling it a super spacer. But you need them, those plates, match plates and whatnot. And you do the math on it. You just crank it to the next spot. You shave that down and move on to the next one.
Yep, sounds about right. Hey, listen, the place is open now. It's after 1. I'm going to run in there and get that prescription, but I'll be back. KD8OOE, KEATEK.
7-3-0, we had a grand and notable audience, I'm sure, but it is what it is. I'll be back on later. I'm going to build that 10 over today if you want to come out. KD8OOE.
WDA-NXL, looking for a radio check.
Checks out fine, KD8OOE.
Okay, thank you, fine. I just out here, just left Cass City. I don't understand why it's working all the way out to the repair. That's like about, you know, 50-plus miles for me.
Who receives sites and voter systems?
Okay, thank you for the check. WD8NXL, Claire.
KB8 Ollie, this repeater is a monster.
KB8GEK Mobile.
Hey, what are you back so soon? What'd you do? You took Jake to the back?
Yeah, they must have raised the price of that medication. It would be nice not to have dogs for a while, because it's getting awful doggone expensive keeping that poor thing alive.
Oh, we got a one of them's geriatric, and, you know, she'll spin around in circles and forget where she is outside. Walk right in the house and take a crap on the rug right in front of you. And then you try to grab her, she runs while she's still crapping.
Fun times,
eh? Reminds me of the story my cousin told my great-grandma. She was taking her, she died in 86. She had her in the Glen's Market up there. She says, we're walking aisle to aisle. And I ended up coming around the aisle and following her for a hot minute. She said, turn, so I went out the bottom of her pant leg.
Oh, my God. Terrible. Where are you at now?
Up here in Richfield by the meat market. You love that story. Well, I'm just glad it wasn't me. It's either it's her or my cousin.
Oh, God. Hey, I was wondering, I was thinking about this last night. If I got my uncle an HT, like this one I showed you, it's in my truck right now. I'm wondering if there's, I'll have to look it up now, and you probably could look it up easier than me, I don't know. If there's a repeater in the area up in Benzie County, near Frankfurt, or actually he's a little east of there. But in Benzie County, he's not too far from Traverse City. He's probably closer to Traverse City than Crystal Lake area, Frankfurt. Well, in fact, I know he is. That'd be pretty cool if I could get him on this link system, man.
There's nothing he's going to get in from there. If he's more towards the east, or the east side of the state, then yes, he could. But I tried to get in from Petoskey. And unless I would have got up on a hill. Wasn't that Petoskey we're in?
Oh, White County.
Yeah, Petoskey. Boyne City, I'm sorry. But unless I would have got on a hill, I couldn't get into, because there's one on the Bay City frequency up at the Straits. And it's got good coverage. I've been up there and used it. I didn't know it was linked until later.
Okay, well, that answers that. I was just thinking if the link system, you know, extended up to the northwest corner of the Lower Peninsula up in that area, that'd be pretty cool. But, hey, if it doesn't, it doesn't.
Does he not have an antenna up there for 40 and 80?
Yeah, he mostly does CW, but he told me since I'm on sideband, he'd get on there every now and then. And I was so busy working, and he was busy with stuff. We've only been on there actually once. But the first time, and I was only running that long wire antenna way back then with a manual tuner. And he and I talked just fine. In fact, we had some people join us from Wisconsin and stuff, and we yacked with some other folks a little bit for an hour or so.
License level is he?
He's a general.
Yeah.
be nice. You still got that CDM engine with a code packer?
Yeah, I got it somewhere. I think I might even have two of them. But at any rate, yeah, he had talked about studying up and becoming extra class, excuse me, for a while. But, I mean, he's like 81 now. And I don't think he probably will do it now. Man, you should see the QSO cards he's got. He's got boxes and boxes and a whole wall filled with the doggone things from all over the place. But he's always been big on CW. I remember when I was a little boy, my nose couldn't even reach the top of the desk watching him sit there with the old key. I can't think of the name of that key now. It's escaping me, but J4038 or whatever key. And, man, tapping out that code. He turned them old, one of his headphones around and let me listen, you know. But he just loves CW.
Nothing wrong with it. It works. It works really good. But, man, a little 38. I got a SpeedX with a Navy knob on it. That was my grandfather's.
Yeah, he had a Vibraflex Bug 2, I think it was called. And, but yeah, I mean, he got a couple more rigs. His kids bought him a couple of used rigs because he was having trouble with some of the controls were wearing out, switches and stuff on his Kenwood. I think it's a 930 Kenwood S or whatever. And so he's going to repair it again, but, he's got a Kenwood 590ST and something else, I think. But, yeah, he gets on there quite a bit. But, man, dude, we got to get proficient at code. I know you're well along further than I am, but I just got to start listening and mess around. I just want to get to the point where you can do nothing but head copy and start hearing whole words and stuff and not trying to piece letters together and confusing myself, you know, and then 15 other words are passed, so I'm still messing around with a single word, which is foolishness, right?
You need to do that in digital mode. I don't know if we can get the old guy interested in digital or not, but that's a surefire way to get things through no matter what.
Oh, yeah. I think he would like that. I mean, pretty sure. He was telling me, showing me the KX3s and all that stuff years ago, and man, to me, it didn't even look like a rig. Like, what the heck is this little box, you know? I expected, I always liked the look of the old school receivers and transceivers and stuff out there, the bomb, you know, just nice looking, you know, that's what it, you know, for HF and stuff, but yeah, how things have changed, man.
Does she have to go in today or no?
Thank God, yes.
Where she belongs. Yeah, so if you want to come up and help assemble the tent over, I don't know, we kind of go around your schedule. We got to drop the Jeep off at Jeff's and do a little plumbing there. We might, yeah, it depends. Yeah, if you want to come up. But I don't think she leaves till round two, does she?
Yeah, she leaves like 2:30. I got a pile of stuff I'm supposed to do because I got to go to the nursing home tomorrow. I'm dropping my wife off with a old family friend. And then my wife and Lisa are going to go around, do a little shopping and visit. And I'm going to visit my mom, but I'm taking my mom and her roommate lunch and everything. So I got to make up that German potato salad and some other stuff. Excuse me. My gosh. And so, yeah, there's just no way today. I mean, I'd like to get away, but got too much going on, dude.
It's not a normal maneuver we're doing. It's a starter. I mean, you can use it as a builder, but it's definitely for starting cells.
Okay, well, Cheryl Sunday wants to do the Death March to Baton stuff because it's going to be like 82, 83 degrees out, and that's when she wants to tackle some landscaping stuff on the hot side of the house. So it's like, I got to get out there today and try to knock some of that back as much as possible. So if she continues in with the foolishness, at least a good part of it's done, you know. But yeah, she comes up with some whacked out ideas.
She's going to be blistering next week. She like to torture you a little bit, huh? Sadomasochism is apparently the new in thing.
Well, yeah, and the thing is she'll be out there doing it too, but then she tries to take control of everything and complain and do nothing but whine and complain and try to run the whole show in 5-second intervals of, like, complaining and whatnot, you know, where it's just so much fun to, like, be around her.
Aren't you glad you retired?
Yeah, but it's, you know, at least if you're having a rough time working on something and, you know, you're not comfortable, you know, doing nothing but complaining and just being a pain in the butt doesn't help a damn thing, you know.
Talk to somebody.
At any rate, hey, I'm at Meyer now. I'm going to run in here and get that stuff I need to make that meal up for my mom tomorrow. So I'll catch you later, dude. How far along are you from being home?
Just pulled in the driveway to her place up here in Vassar.
Oh, perfect timing. All right, man. Have a good time. Get all your stuff done you're talking about and roll up on them 10 over 10s. And I'll talk to you maybe this evening or something, Mike. So 73-KV8-OOE, K-E-H-E-K, clear.
73, have a good afternoon. I'll be in and out. Got to run down to North Branch and then save Rick. And, man, you know, I'm almost grateful I disowned my dad and his and stepmother because I'm sure I'd have several more forest fires to put out that other people are starting. I told everybody when we both sell our houses and buy the next one, we're not telling anybody where it is. I'm shutting down Facebook. I'm only going to let a few people have my phone number. 73 Phil, KV8 Ollie.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Kilo 8 Zulu Alpha Golf. KTG clear.
Connected to CMN Network.
N8XP.
CEA-FTV, ECOWAS, monitoring. On the Echo Link.
This is N8ERS testing. Thank you.
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Echo Victor, ECOWAS. Echo Link checking.
QN, whoever's transmitting, you're not making it through the repeater.
You're connected to CMN Network.
QN, again, whoever's transmitting, you're not making it in.
Hey, Wyatt, I don't think anybody's trying to do that on purpose. I think there's one of the repeater squelches open. Been having that the last couple.
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Echo Victor, East Alas, antenna testing and monitoring. SEV monitoring, and we're clear. It's a lot of static out there. We'll be clear and monitoring. SEV Salas monitoring. Yeah, we got a lot of bacon frying up here. Even the weather bands are pretty crackly. SEV will be standing by and listening.
Thank you. N8XP.
N8LJN mobile monitoring.
N8LJN, N8XP.
I thought I heard your call sign when I turned on the radio. How are things going?
Well, we're getting set up. We got power cords run, we got some antennas in the air. I think we're ready for field day.
Well, that sounds great. I got an antenna in the car here, and I'm about 10 minutes out. I'll see you soon. N8LJN.
All right, we'll see you soon. N8XP.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Hello, Bravo 8 Oscar, Oscar Echo.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Set up and ready to go. Are you in town this weekend or are you out and about?
Right now I'm down here by the bowling position here. I just had to come back. There was got a swarm of bees 2 days ago, and because the cluster didn't leave. So I think this time, and I got an agent a little small, looks like a 6-foot foam pop cooler. I got one of those type of things. Looks like I got the rest, so they're sitting in the front seat.
I kind of missed where you said you went and got them from. You got them from somewhere else and brought them back to your place?
Let me get around the corner. I'll see if I can switch to the LaPierre machine. Sorry about that, Scott. I haven't programmed this radio yet. Am I making it in?
Not too bad. It was a little choppy, but I heard that one. You said you went and got the bees from where?
Old Bowling Alley, it's no longer there anymore, but by Pioneer Transmission over by the roundabout in LaPierre, there's a big high-end duplex condominium cul-de-sac thing there. I got a swarm 2 days ago, and I didn't find the queen, and I called down. I said, are there bees still there? Yeah, there's bees. About a little bit bigger than a softball-sized cluster still. So I brought a small nucleus colony down to foam about as big as a six-pack pop cooler, and I had frames and stuff in it. I put some attractant in it, some old brood comb, and I got most of them. And there are like 10 bees left up in the tree. So it's right there by the old bowling alley by Pioneer Transmission where the roundabout is.
That's pretty cool. And you really dove head first into the beekeeping over the last few years, haven't you? I don't even know how you count what you've got. You've got number of hives, or how do you quantify how many bees you have there?
We had about 24, I would say, and they range anywhere from, probably 1,500, 2,000 bees, all the way up to a couple of our colonies have probably 30,000 to 70,000 bees in them each. So we've got various size hives that do different things, from nucleus colonies all the way up to double 10 frame deep boxes, right on up, you know, right on down to just tiny colonies. Everything in between.
That's pretty cool. All right, you gonna have time to stop out and see the setup this weekend?
We're probably gonna try. I don't know. I gotta rebuild the front end under her Jeep Compass, so we're gonna be in North Branch. We're not gonna be too far away, but I gotta put. I got to put a mouth of parts in that little car, but I got them so cheap. I mean, if we'd have had to farm that out, it would have been a couple grand to get all this work done I'm going to do to it. And it won't take me more than about 6 or 8 hours, and I'll have it all done. But if we get wrapped up and get things done, I head over there, watch you guys play radio. We'll see what's going on. I haven't even called my buddy in North Branch yet. So I don't know. He might already have something in the garage.
Okay, we'll see what happens if you're around. We've got like 6 stations set up here, and it's set up pretty cool. It's a good layout. We've probably the most involved we've been in quite a few years. So look forward to hearing or seeing how many contacts we get. I'm gonna let you go. Have a good evening. 73
N8XD. Scott, good hearing from you as usual. And if I don't make it out, you guys have a good time. Hopefully the weather holds together. It looks like it's gonna. I don't know. You know, the difference in weather is about 45 minutes in this state. 73 KB8OOE mobile.
connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.